Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration. Because by looking here and there, by playing on the floor with your finger, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible that this may result in the removal of its blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when those who love each other for the sake of Allah azza wa jal meet and shake hands while sending salat on the beloved Rasul, their previous and future sins are forgiven before they are separated. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we are blessed with great bounties in the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Amongst these bounties is the sunnah of the Taraweeh Salah. Words cannot express the greatness of the sunnah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, the one who loved my sunnah, he loved me. And the one who loved me will be with me in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Taraweeh Salah is Sunnatul Mu'akkadah, which means an emphatic sunnah, an emphasized sunnah. Reciting the entire Quran in the Taraweeh Salah is also Sunnatul Mu'akkadah. Our Imam-i-Azam, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to recite the whole Quran 61 times during the month of Ramadan, 30 during the day, 30 during the night, and once during the Taraweeh Salah itself. For 45 years, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered his Fajr Salah with the wudu that he made for Isha Salah. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. These are our great predecessors, Alhamdulillah. According to another narration, Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed Hajj 55 times in his entire life and recited the glorious Quran 7,000 times in the house in which he passed away. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reviver of Islam, the reviver of the Sunnah, our master Imam Ahmad Riza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, for 30 years, Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited the whole Quran in one rak'ah every night. Subhanallah. The respected scholars rahimahumullahu ta'ala have said that some of our saints rahimahumullahu ta'ala used to recite the entire Quran twice a day, some four times a day, and some eight times a day. Subhanallah. Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani, Quddisa Sirruhun Nurani, says in his Mizanu Sharia that Sayyidi Ali Mursafi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would recite the whole Quran 360,000 times in one day. Allahu Akbar. Dear Islam brothers, viewers of Madani channel, we can't imagine this. This was their spiritual strength, their spiritual ability to accomplish these huge tasks. It shows also their attachment to the glorious Quran. Alas, if we as well dedicated some time to recitation of tilawa of the glorious Quran every day, inshallah ta'ala. According to a narration mentioned in Athar, Amirul Mu'mineen, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyidina Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, used to start reciting the glorious Quran when placing his foot, his left foot, in the stirrup of the horse, and would finish reciting the glorious Quran before his right foot would reach the other stirrup. Allahu Akbar. Can we imagine this? These are their karamat. These are their miracles that Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed upon them, this spiritual power. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us ability to dedicate some time for the glorious Quran, to recite it correctly, to implement it in our lives, understand, to practice and to teach others as well, inshallah ta'ala. Our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that Sayyidina Dawood ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam would order his mount to be saddled. He would recite the entire holy zabur before his saddle was tied. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani channel, a question may arise in a person's mind that how is it possible for a person to recite the entire Quran or the whole of the Zabur several times a day within a few moments? The answer is quite simple, that it was a prophetic miracle, a mu'ajizah of Sayyidina Nabi Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and a saintly miracle, a karamah of the holy saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And miracles cannot be understood or explained by logic. Regretfully, most people today do not pay sufficient attention to religious matters. The glorious Quran is not usually recited properly, even a single time in the entire Tarawih Salah. The Holy Quran should be recited slowly. But these days, if an Imam recites it slowly, people refuse to offer Salah behind that Imam. These days, people prefer that such a Hafiz should finish the Tarawih Salah as quickly as possible. Remember, mispronouncing the Quranic letters is haram, absolutely prohibited, irrespective of whether it is Tarawih Salah or any other Salah. If a Hafiz misses even a single letter of the glorious Quran, the sunnah of reciting the entire Quran will remain unfulfilled. Therefore, if you miss even a single letter or fail to pronounce it from its correct origin, therefore, if you miss even a single letter or fail to pronounce it from its correct origin, so recite it again properly without feeling shy or hesitation. It is also regrettable that these days there are many such huffaz who are unable to recite the glorious Quran slowly. If they try to recite it slowly, they would forget the words that come thereafter. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Shaykh al-Tariqat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas al-Tarqadri, Razwi Ziyai, Damod Barakatuhumul Aliyah, grants his sincere Madani suggestion to us, especially to such Hufad, that they should not feel ashamed in this matter. By Allah Azza wa Jal, Amir al-Sunnat, Damod Barakatuhumul Aliyah, has given his sincere Madani suggestion for such Hufad who do not feel ashamed in this matter. Allah Azza wa Jal, his wrath will result in innumerable troubles for such people. Therefore, rectify your recitation of the glorious Quran from beginning to end with the help of a qualified qari who teaches according to the proper rules of tajweed. Reciting every mad, every lean properly is necessary. Be careful about the rules of mad, ghunna, idhar, ikhfa as well, etc. The author of Bahari Shariat, Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Allama Mawlana Mufti Amjad Ali A'zami Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali has stated, one should recite the glorious Quran slowly in Fard Salah and at a medium pace in Taraweeh Salah. Fast recitation in Nawafil of the night is permissible. However, the words should be clearly understandable. That is, the maddat should be pronounced with at least the minimum degree of length set out by the Qurra, otherwise it is haram, it is strictly prohibited, because we have been commanded to recite the glorious Quran with tartil, slowly. As it is mentioned in the glorious Quran, Surah Muzzammil, verse 4, وَرَتِّنِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, translation from Kanzul Iman, and recite the Quran slowly and thoughtfully. Elaborating on the word tartil, Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah ta'ala alayh has stated with reference of Kamalin ala Hashia Jalalin, recite the Holy Quran so slowly that the listener can count even the number of verses and words. Further, in Fard Salah, recite the glorious Quran in such a way that each and every letter can separately be understood. As for Taraweeh Salah, recite with medium pace, and in Nafil Salah at night, one can recite quickly, provided that he could understand what he recites. According to Madarikut Tanzeel, reciting the glorious Quran slowly refers to reciting it calmly by separating each and every letter, pausing wherever a pause is required, and pronouncing each letter from its correct origin. The word tartilan in the verse lays stress, which means that it is necessary for the reciter to do this, that is to recite slowly. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the understanding and the ability and enthusiasm to rectify our pronunciation of the glorious Quran so that we may save ourselves from sin and attain thawab and reward. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request for you to spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah inspiring Ijtima commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Make it a habit to travel with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the Madani Qafilas. While doing Fikr Madina, fill out your Madani Inamad card and hand it in to the areas of Madar within the first 10 days of every Madani month. By the blessings of this, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, you will develop a Madani mindset and a yearning to protect your Iman, adopt the Sunan and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the whole world, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. In order to reform ourselves, we will act upon the Madani In'amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we will travel on the Madani Qafilas, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah karam, ay sakare tujh pe jahame, ay Dawud Islami, teri dhuma machi hu. Ameen, bijahin Nabil Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims. Make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jalla, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and to travel with the Madani Qafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain du'a ke waste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be ke so majboor ki. Ameen bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alihi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin ma'adin al-judi wal karami wa alihi wa barik wa sallim. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.